The Pig's Eye Dump sits on a wetland on the Mississippi River. So close to downtown St. Paul, you can see the city skyline and the state capitol dome. 79-year-old Robert Nelson of St. Paul remembers it in its heyday.
There were a continuous line of trucks dumping everything that you can imagine down there, drums of different kinds of liquids and chemicals and batteries. You see the stack of pictures I've got over there. They got 1,000 pictures that Mecca took of the area and the dumping.
Mecca is the Metropolitan Environmental Control Citizens Association. Nelson was one of its founders in 1968. The photos show mounds of garbage piled by the shore of Pig's Eye Lake, smoke billowing from burning tires, and trash afloat in a Mississippi flood. Mecca tried in vain to get the dumping stopped.
To us, it was a pretty obvious, really a criminal thing to do. It just shouldn't have been allowed. And no matter how much we talked to the mayor, the city councilor, the port authority, or the city engineers, it was just like it was preordained. There was no way you could get out of having a place for dumping.
The dump finally closed in 1972 after the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency refused to give it a permit. Today, the garbage covers an area more than three times the size of the Mall of America, piled more than a story deep. It's buried beneath a layer of earth overgrown with tall grass. A creek winds through it toward a distant grove of cottonwood trees. With the bluffs of the Mississippi as a backdrop, it looks almost like a park right next to Pig's Eye Lake. So when Sheldon Johnson heard his neighborhood district council had a Pig's Eye task force, he volunteered.
So it wasn't until I was on this task force for about a year that I heard some folks mention that, yeah, this is the old Pig's Eye dump site.
Johnson began digging around in the files of the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency.
There's a lot of documentation. There's been five major reports done on this site, as it turns out. There goes a heron from the rookery there flying by.
And what kind of stuff did you find out from these reports?
There are heavy metals and like cadmium, lead, mercury. There are pesticides, PCBs. All this stuff was leaching into Battle Creek, which runs through the middle of the dump, as well as into Pig's Eye Lake, and then, of course, into the Mississippi River.
Johnson began lobbying the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency to do something. He went to local environmental groups and politicians, including State Senator Randy Kelly of St. Paul. Kelly got the state legislature to free up more than $2 million of state Superfund money this session. But the cleanup poses daunting problems. Frank Wallner heads the cleanup effort for the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency.
A lot of the traditional remedies that you'd use for a case like this, for instance, a pump-out system, just would not work.
The area is so wet it's virtually impossible to pump the contaminated water out. Capping or lining the dump won't work, since much of the garbage rests below the water table in an area subject to flooding. Wallner says removing the waste entirely would be prohibitively expensive, so a total cleanup may be impossible.
What we're hoping for is to reduce the levels of contaminants reaching Pig's Eye Lake, and we hope to obtain that by pulling back the garbage at the shoreline or the interface between the dump and the lake, and then laying a layer of clean organic soils to act as a buffer zone.
For now, levels of mercury hundreds of times over acceptable limits are seeping into the lake in the Mississippi. Added to that are PCB levels thousands of times higher than state water standards.
Our main goal is to reduce that risk to the environment. It's not really a public health hazard. It's more of a ecological hazard to wildlife and fish, and so that's what's mainly driving the cleanup.
Asked why it took so long, Senator Randy Kelly, the chief Senate author of the cleanup bill, says the dump was simply, quote, out of sight, out of mind. And it was hard to pin down the blame for the problem. Businesses, including major corporations like Ford, Whirlpool, and 3M, used the dump, but Kelly says they were by no means the only ones.
The city of St. Paul is a very responsible party. The city of Minneapolis, I think there are like 28 communities that dumped waste there. there were thousands of responsible parties. I was, as a kid, growing up in the East Side, remember going with pickups with my brother and dumping garbage there and so on. So, you know, I'm responsible too.
Sheldon Johnson, the citizen who brought the problem to Kelly's attention, is now running for the state legislature. He's also pushing to have the old dump site made into a park, offering views of wildlife, along with a lesson about past environmental mistakes. He pushes through the tall grass to a little pond in the midst of the dump. A couple of ducks paddle in the water and turtles bask in the sun, but if you look closely at the mud along the shore, you can see bits of insulation, old tires, and other junk rising to the surface.
It's kind of seductive, because I'm sure it looks great to the wildlife, but as you get closer and you look around, you start seeing the effect of our 16 years plus of dumping right on the floodplain.
The PCA plans to fill in or dredge out the pond so its polluted water won't threaten wildlife. The agency has also begun removing some of the rusting barrels of toxic waste exposed along the creek bed. The first ones contained PCBs. No one knows what the rest contain or how many there are, since nobody ever kept track. I'm Mary Lozier, Minnesota Public Radio.